The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. And today we're going to be talking about finding nutrition and wellness opportunities with People's Place in Kingston. And our two guests are Christine Hine. Christine is Executive Director. She's been with People's Place since 2012, during which time the organization has grown from providing approximately 100,000 meals per year to over 1.4 million meals in 2022. Amazing. In addition to the food pantry and thrift store under Christine's leadership and management, People's Place has developed and opened a community cafe, a wellness empowerment center, along with over 20 outreach programs, including the seasonal weekly free farm stand, Victory of Hunger, Bag Summer Hunger, and the Happy Cart. Our other guest is Shahara Dasi. She's currently Executive Assistant and Nutrition Outreach Education Program Supervisor at People's Place. She joined the People's Place staff in September 2020 and has been an integral part of program development, especially SNAP outreach. Welcome, Christine and Shahara.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, nice to have you. Yeah. So let's start at the beginning, if you would. With an overview of People's Place, how and why it got started, what its mission is.
Sure. So in 2022, we celebrated our 50th anniversary of helping folks throughout Ulster County. Originally, People's Place started as a small outreach to help with students right after school back in 1972 down on Abeel Street in Kingston. And over the decades had moved to several different locations. But we now have our forever home here at the corner of St. James Street and Broadway. And we are a we actually are the largest food pantry in Ulster County and in the top three for the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York. So many people know us for our food pantry. But along with the food pantry, as you mentioned earlier, we have a phenomenal thrift store that anybody can shop in. And our thrift store is actually our main economic engine that helps support all the other programming that we offer. And anybody from Ulster County that needs help can come to People's Place and use the food pantry or the farmers market or the Wellness Empowerment Center or the community cafe or here. I think what a lot of people don't realize about People's Place is that we serve anyone at all who lives in Ulster County.
That's really very nice. And I'm sure that your business, so to speak, really increased dramatically during COVID, right?
And yes.
Yeah, I guess. Same here at the health department. We were very, lots of customers.
It was a crazy time, right? I mean, Shahara joined us right as COVID, right in the middle of COVID, kind of. She's a brave soul.
So, Christine, you mentioned that the thrift shop was the main economic engine for supporting People's Place. Do you also have grants and other sources of income that you'd like to talk about at all?
Yes, we have several fundraisers a year, which are so important to our organization being able to offer the programming that we do to all of our neighbors for free. And we also do apply for grants. As a matter of fact, we're in the process of applying for a grant today. So hopefully, you know, but grants you can't count on. They come and they go, and you never know, you know, 1 year something might be offered, another year it may not. So we really do focus on our fundraising efforts that we have, which is a grassroots effort really, and then our thrift store. So because all of our programming is free, and I can't really emphasize that enough, that the Wellness Empowerment Center that we have that has a slew of different workshops that are offered to anyone at all that wants to come and use them are free. Mm-hmm. And food pantry that anybody can come to that feels that they have a need is free. So is our community cafe, which, you know, there every single day, the chef and the volunteers create fresh, wholesome, healthy meals, and they're all free.
Amazing. Really amazing.
Somehow you have to pay for it, because you and I both know nothing in the world is really free. So somewhere, somehow we have to pay for it.
Unfortunately, we live in a great community, right? That's very, very supportive. So in the notes or in the opening, I mentioned some of the health and wellness programs. And can you talk a little bit about those, maybe starting with the farm stand?
Sure. I'd love to talk about the farm stand, because the farm stand is going to be starting again the second week in April. And so the farm stand is every Tuesday morning. It's right outside in our parking lot. So it will begin April 11th at 9 a.m. And it will be every Tuesday until the last Tuesday in October. So people can come. All they have to do is have a bag or a box or whatever they want to carry their
fresh and appetite.
So, you know, it's wonderful, wonderful produce. That's done in partnership with the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York and the Farm Hub here in Hurley, which is amazing. Hudson Valley Farm Hub. And then also during the growing season, Bruderhof will drop off some fresh produce as well. And we get produce from various farms throughout Ulster County. And it is a great opportunity, along with providing fresh produce every week. We also have different outreach folks from different different other not-for-profits that are here to kind of share some information. Sometimes we have chefs here that will tell people what the different vegetables are that they may not be familiar with and how to prepare them.
Mm-hmm. And it's so great that, you know, because Ulster County, as we know, has a long and historic history of agriculture, right? Agriculture is our second largest industry behind tourism. So, you know, with the Roundout Valley Growers and the Bruderhof and so many other family farms, it's great to make that connection directly to the people.
Yes, yes, it's wonderful. As I'm sure you know, but maybe our listeners don't, anytime you can get produce that's grown locally and is fresh, it just packed with so many more nutrients, because from the time you pick something till the time you actually eat it, it slowly loses nutritional value as time marches on. So that's grown locally, it's just going to be that much healthier for you. Mm-hmm.
So that segues right into the Healthy Choice Food Pantry. You mentioned that a little bit.
Our Healthy Choice Food Pantry is open every day, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 1, and also on Wednesday evenings from 5 to 7. And it's open to anybody. The only thing you do need for the food pantry is you do have to show that you live in Ulster County and just have identification for whomever you say lives in your house. So if it was myself, I would just, you know, need to bring, you know, ID for my son, if that was the case. And then you can go through, and it's really wonderful because we sort of have personal shoppers.
Nice.
Shahara has done that with people downstairs. She's down in the food pantry almost every Wednesday evening. And it's really a nice opportunity because a volunteer goes along with the visitor to the food pantry, and they kind of go through and they can pick from all the different areas. And I think the greatest thing is when we revamped it through a grant that came through the city of Kingston, so the phrase that we kept hearing was, "This looks just like a grocery store."
Yes.
And I mean, that's what we strive for. You know, people need to be treated with respect and dignity.
Right.
And, they should be given healthy food choices. And I feel that what we present, you know, we have fresh produce. We do have some canned produce and frozen. We have fresh, beautiful, you know, great grains and breads from Bread Alone, other partners. We have fresh produce. We also have proteins that are that are beans, and along with the meats and the eggs and the dairy. So we have a wide choice.
And that's great to have that education component that Shahara provides. I know ShopRite did something similar when they hired nutritionists, registered dietitians for every store to help people with that. So one very exciting program and, you know, much talked about in the community is the Wellness Empowerment Center. Very, very exciting program. Can you touch on that a bit?
You know what? The Wellness Empowerment Center is just such a phenomenal asset to our community. We opened, it'll be 2 years this July. So it hasn't even been open 2 years yet. And every single day, Monday through Friday, we have programming that is offered. And you can go to our website, peoplesplace.org, and click on Wellness Empowerment Center, and you will see a schedule of events for the entire month. So just as an example, to give you just a kind of a rough idea, just for this week coming up, starting tomorrow or Monday, we have meditation, we have yin yoga, we have heart moves, we have a knitting circle, eight dimensions of wellness, fitness fun for everyone, body balance, mindfulness and meditation, self-help myofascia workshops, vitamin and supplement workshops, global dance fusion.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
Up. Yes.
That's truly amazing.
So many great programs. And then, of course, each week we'll also maybe some a unique program a couple times a month. So that's a fabulous thing. That is like spring tonics. In 2 weeks, we're offering a class called spring tonics. So that's like, doesn't happen every week, but you know,
that's so terrific. What a tremendous asset for Ulster County and the Kingston community. That's really terrific. And I'm sure our listeners want to hear a lot more about all these programs and more. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on Magic 92.5 WGHQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today, we're talking about finding nutrition and wellness opportunities with People's Place in Kingston. And our guests are Christine Hine, who's Executive Director at People's Place, and Shahara Dasi, who's Executive Assistant in Nutrition Outreach Education Program Supervisor at People's Place. So Christine and Shahara, before the break, we talked about the history of People's Place, some of the programs. And I noticed in the notes, there were some notes about the NOEP program, which is the Nutrition Outreach Education Program. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I'm going to let Shahara talk about that part. She's okay. Very versed in that.
Thank you, Christine. So the NOEP program, NOEP stands for Nutrition Outreach Education Program, and it really is a free and confidential program where we can provide one-on-one services to anyone that needs help with applying for SNAP benefits. And SNAP benefits is formerly known as food stamps. So that's another governmental program, a safety net program that's offered through the temporary assistance in our county.
And there's also a mention of Happy Cart. That's a great name, but what is it and what does it do?
So the Happy Cart is separate from SNAP. They're two different programs. Mm-hmm. It's a completely individual program. And what that is that's during the summer months, When it's not too hot or not too cold. It's a little cold outside for them to be there, but usually starting in April, it is a refurbished hot dog cart that our friends at Institute for Animal Happiness got, and it's a partnership with them, Institute for Animal Happiness. And we offer vegan and plant-based meals out of the Happy Cart on Wednesday evenings in our parking lot while we're open, so from 5 to 7. And it's an opportunity for folks to try plant-based whole food meal options and to see that they can be quite tasty and nutritious and not difficult to make, and sort of our spin on a meatless Monday, but it's on Wednesdays.
Okay.
So it's trying to get more healthy protein options and fruits and vegetables into people's diet. That's really what it's about, helping raise your nutrient levels in your food to be a healthier individual.
Christine, you mentioned before about the free farm stand. Can you reiterate what that is and when it begins? So, because I know our listeners really will want to take advantage of that.
So the free farm stand begins April 11th at 9 o'clock. It's going to be every Tuesday morning from 9 until we say about 11, but once the food runs out, you know, sometimes it's over by 10:15.
Right.
And other times we're out there until 12 o'clock, but it's out in the parking lot. You don't need any kind of identification. No one asks you your name or anything. You just have to get online and you go through the line. We have all the different produce options out on the tables, and there's volunteers out there that, you know, you want cucumbers, they give you a cucumber. You want peppers, they'll give you peppers. We never know what we're going to get. It's just whatever comes in through the food bank and or the farm hub. So it's always a surprise on Tuesday mornings when we come in and see what we have, but it is all produce. And again, anybody can go to it. It runs until the end of October and will begin again April 11th.
Nice. And I know that you've done, People's Place has done a lot of collaborations with the health department, with vaccination clinics and so on and so forth. And I'm sure there are other kinds of preventative screening types of things that go on. Can you talk a little bit about that physical health, preventative health dimension?
Sure. Well, we are very excited to be partnering with the Institute for Family Health. In April and May of this year, we are going to be offering two more vaccine clinics right here at People's Place. The first one is going to be April 13th from 10 to 1. And the second one will be May 9th from, I believe, 9 to 12. And it will be obviously free to everybody. If you need to get a booster, or if you need to, maybe you haven't gotten a COVID vaccine yet, you can come and get your COVID vaccine and or you can come and get your COVID booster. And so that's what the vaccines are. I don't think I said that at the top, that it's there for COVID, is COVID vaccines. But along with the COVID vaccines on May 9th, we are going to have a health fair. So we will have an array of all different types of health professionals that will be here offering some services and some information. And again, it is all for free.
Nice. And do you just out of curiosity, do you partner with the O positive folks and some of the things they do?
Well, we were lucky enough to have a mural painted on the side of our building.
Oh, nice.
So that's great. But we haven't done any medical outreach things with that. We do partner with the holistic health community out of Stone Ridge. And every Wednesday, first Wednesday of each month, in the evening from 3 to 7, we have a holistic health night. And we get different practitioners from the holistic health community to come and offer services. And again, that's all for free. You can find out about that at peoplesplace.org under our Wellness Empowerment Center pull down. But they offer things from reflexology to acupuncture to massage to just all types of different holistic modalities. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to try out something that you may not be familiar with, or maybe you are familiar with it already, but you don't have the disposable income, because oftentimes those modalities are not covered by insurance. So it's a great opportunity. The same as when you come to the farm stand, we have representative here that is there to tell you about SNAP and help you answer, you know, answer your questions and help you apply if you would qualify for a supplemental nutrition assistance program, which is SNAP.
And when people come to the to any of the programs, do people ask about things like preventative screenings, like say for diabetes and things like that? You think different nutrition health related things that you can connect them with?
They do, and that's why that's part of the outreach that we have at Farm Stand. We get different groups that come in to tell about that. During our health fair, which would be May 9th, we think we're going to be doing some pre-diabetes screening, blood pressure screenings, that sort of screenings. And then periodically at the Wellness Empowerment Center, we offer that also. But again, that's a that is something that we actually schedule and then promote so folks know, can you come now and find that out? It's not something we offer every day.
And so I know that you have paid staff, obviously, but I would imagine there are any number of volunteers and volunteer roles available, that, right? And how do people get involved if they want to?
Yes, People's Place, even though we have a very small but mighty staff, however, we are volunteer powered. It takes at least, with no exaggeration, 30 volunteers a day just for us to open our doors. And we are always looking for volunteers, whether it be a volunteer that wants to help at the farm stand or in the food pantry, the community cafe, or the thrift store. We have a donation area. We have the Wellness Empowerment Center that we need volunteers for greeters, and or say you're listening and you have a special skill or talent that you would like to share. We had a volunteer who came and said, I can knit. And that's how the knitting circle started. And it's a great group of people who come every week, and some knew how to knit already, some are just learning how to knit, but it offers a chance for people to be social and to, you know, just to laugh and feel like you're accomplishing, you know.
Social, you know, social association aspect is one of the key drivers of community health and wellness. I mean, the public health community writ large really puts a lot of emphasis on that and the value of that. Promoting health and wellness.
100%. And that's why when you come into the food pantry, we have volunteers that are there to take you around and they chat with you and talk to you. And quite honestly, Vince, sometimes when people come here, we are the only interaction that person may have for the day. So it is an incredible thing that the volunteers do every single day. And if you're listening and you want to be a part of our community outreach, please go to peoplesplace.org. There's a volunteer button. You can click on that and fill out a volunteer application, or you can pop on into People's Place, which is located at 17 St. James Street, right here in Kingston, and talk to one of our volunteers at the information station. And they'll give you a little info about us and a volunteer application that you can either fill out there or take home and return.
That's wonderful. I mean, I am so impressed with People's Place. I mean, I hear so many good things about it everywhere I go. I mean, anytime you mention People's Place, the reaction is so positive. So, you know, what a great asset for our community. And thank you so much, Christine and Shahara, and your colleagues and volunteers for all of the incredible work that you do. It's really wonderful to have you. That's about all the time we have for now. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.